Hello, my beautiful souls. I want to first welcome you back to this episode. If you've noticed, I've been doing some mini episodes in between throughout the week to lead up to the big kahuna at the end of the week. And I think this is important because I just want to keep engaging. I want to keep giving you guys content. I want to keep teaching. This is what I love to do. And I want to just keep the gates open to giving you exactly what you need, even if you're not ready for it. There's power in hearing something when you hear it and then not being able to unhear it. Right, that it will come back to you when the body is ready, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. This episode, I'm sharing the trans theoretical model behavior of change because this is what we are going to be utilizing as an evidence-based practice for soul work in Release and Rise, but not just in Release and Rise, just everything across the board with AEI Studios. So, the importance of this framework is to understand the internal pieces of healing, right? It's to really allow us to explore what exactly are these shifts and changes that take place when they take place, matching it with like astrology and spirituality and all of the things, energetically. But what this is it allows us to look at the stages of readiness and change from a more evidence-based approach, right? So, surprise everybody, I'm not just out here creating stuff just for the hell of it, right? There's actual evidence-based models that will speak to the changes and the shifts that we all go through. So, what the trans theoretical model of change is, it's an introspective model of change behavior. So, it tells us that this is an inside job. There's nothing externally that is going that I need or want that is going to create the changes that I need. The change is going to start with me internally. I just heard a song by Michael Jackson, "Man in the Mirror." Go for it, right? It guides and understands us through the readiness to change, right? So as a coach, we utilize this to meet you exactly where you are. And as a person, that's just what I do. That's just who I am. Always meeting people right where they are and having the conversation with them right where they are to see if they are even ready for whatever is next, right? How are they speaking about the approaches and the changes that they want to make. We walk with you along the way as we like, so we're constantly just meeting you right where you are instead of telling you that where you are is bad, it's unfavorable, or trying to take you somewhere that you're not ready. So there are six stages. The first stage is pre-contemplation. This is where the client is just not ready. The client doesn't believe that they need to change anything. They're perfect the way they are. They're good. There's nothing that they need to learn. Kudos. Probably not my client, right? And that's okay. They may not even be aware that their behaviors are hurting them and hurting the people around them. And that's something that they're going to have to be ready for on their own. The second stage is contemplation. This is where the client is aware of the problem and is beginning to consider what needs to change. This is where my people are. If this is where you are, this is where you are now looking at your life, your decisions, your patterns, the things that have happened or probably keep happening, and asking yourself, why is this happening? Like, why does this keep happening? Is it me? Now you're asking yourself some questions. You're not asking externally unless you have a really good group of girlfriends that are like, hey, girl, let's talk about it. But now you're asking yourself the questions of what, like, is it me? Is it all me? Is it part of me? What do I need to change? Because now you're asking yourself, now you're creating an awareness around your approach to life, to behaviors, to relationships, to your work, to all the things, right? You're now in a space of asking questions, which means you're curious about what needs to change and how it may need to change. The third step is preparation. This stage is where the client is ready to change and is beginning to take actionable steps towards change. They understand that every small step makes a big impact towards what it is that they're reaching for, where they are trying to go, and allow themselves to be present for each and every step that they take, right? So it's asking the question of what is the goal that they're trying to, what is the goal that they are setting, and what are the steps that they are taking to get to that goal? Now, we know in healing, there aren't really like ends to anything, and there are steps, there are markers that you can make to where, let's say, you want to start meditating more. You can start putting markers on, okay, well, how often am I going to meditate, right? What is the goal? I want to now make meditation a lifestyle, right? Because you now have seen you like you've done your research with your coach or on your own about what meditation does, how powerful it is, what it helps the mind, body, and spirit. And it gives you space to be with yourself. So now you're incorporating this maybe every day, maybe every other day. And if you're doing it every day, maybe it's for 5 minutes. And then you maybe start to increase, right? You're setting a goal. Quick, like, side note, this theory of change is more so changing lifestyle behavior patterns. So where you may have been a heavy drinker, right, not so much borderline AA, but maybe like getting close to it. You are now seeing that, okay, I do have a problem. Every time I come home from work, I'm angry and I'm frustrated, and I numb myself with alcohol. And this is not working for me anymore because now my child is eating late, not getting to bed on time. Now I'm getting frustrated with them, so on, so whatever, right? You're seeing the pattern, and now you want to make a lifestyle change. This is about lifestyle changes, complete transformation, right? Because our behaviors are what cat are the catalyst to how we live our life, how we show up. Because in turn, because it's introspective and intrapersonal, it changes character and changes your relationship with self. So the preparation stage is asking, what do I actually want and what do I need to change and or become so that the new pattern can start to become established? When you are making behavior changes, you are also changing who you are. Just throwing that out there. Step number four is action. This is where you are now actively implementing the new behavior. So it's no longer these steps to like engaging in the new behavior. It's now becoming just what you do, right? It's now moving into like second nature, but awareness of the second nature. And it's doing the work to maintain it. So are you like, this new version of you has now incorporated this new behavior, and now it's a lifestyle. You've now adapted to a new lifestyle, right? Now you're able to no longer identify with the old behavior because now you're no longer identifying with that old lifestyle. Behavior changes move us into new lifestyles. You don't just get the lifestyle, you change the behavior because you're changing the person that wants the lifestyle. Is changing the behavior to get the lifestyle, right? What you believe, what you think is what you believe, and what you believe is how you behave. Step number five is maintenance. This is where we are now sustaining the new behavior, the new lifestyle, and focusing on preventing relapse. Let's talk about relapse. It happens. It doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't make you a horrible person. It doesn't need to involve the shame and the guilt and all of the things that we have been told that if you relapse, you're a horrible person. No. That just means, like in the last episode, now there's shadow work that needs to come up. What was the temptation? What was the illusion? What was it that drew me to look at that behavior again? What was it within me, right? Just because we're healing doesn't mean that the whole entire wound is clean or that the whole entire nature is completely disintegrated. We are killing ourselves off slowly to come back home to who we are. Right? We're still human. So we have to give ourselves grace in this race of change and transformation. This is why shadow work is so very important, because if you understand your shadow, if you understand those other deep, dark spaces of you, then you can understand why relapse is close. Relapse is close every single day. Every single day that you're making a decision to change behavior, relapse is still on the table. Relapse is always on the table. It's never off the table. You're just doing the work to prevent it from happening. Okay. And the last step is termination. Now this behavior is now fully integrated into your lifestyle. Relapse is now minimal, right? Because you're aware of why that old behavior is no longer good for you. And you're no longer that same person that felt like that old behavior was the best decision for you. We have to also remember that that old behavior is still tied to a part of us, the shadow. Okay. So when we have moved into this new lifestyle, now we're implementing, now we're living in it. Now we are a new creature, right? The shadow is always lurking. Like we have to remember that. You have to remember to do your shadow work. Self-efficacy is the key in this model. If you can continue to pull yourself up, pull yourself forward, remember the version of you and the life that you desire, that you want, how you want to show up in your work, how you want to show up for your kids, how you want to show up for your family, what kind of relationships you want in your life, you will continue to press forward. And relapse is possible, but also managed. When the relapse happens, it's to remind us of how far we have come, right? And to maybe expose anything else that we have not like gotten to the level of needing to expose yet. Because every time, healing is not linear, right? We have to remember healing is not linear. So every time we hit a new layer within like this new lifestyle that we're giving to ourselves, because we are creating it for ourselves, nobody is creating it for us, there's going to be a moment of relapse where we see how bad we really want it. And it's not, oh my God, I relapsed now, I'm not going to have it. The relapse is there to show you, well, how bad do you want it? Are you going to stay in this relapse state and sit in the shame, sit in all of these things for a long period of time? Are you going to acknowledge that it happened, acknowledge where it came from, allow yourself to move forward and get back on the train? Because relapse can be small. Relapse, the amount of time you relapse doesn't have to match the old version of that behavior. Your new behavior should be greater than the amount of time you've relapsed. That was good. That was good. Like I'm seeing in my head, like a line, right? So like if the old behavior is yellow and now you've been doing all this work, which is green, to move into the new behavior and lifestyle, which is orange, and you relapse, the relapse should be like a dot of yellow into the orange of where you are. If that makes sense. Y'all know I'm a visual person, right? So when relapse happens, we are not taking on the shame. We are using it as information to see where else do we need to buff it up, tighten it up, or boundaries, our motivation, our focus, our connection, all of it, right? We're not downing ourselves. We're not dimming our lights because we are still human and healing is not linear. So this is the model that we are going to be using in Release and Rise coaching and a lot of any other programs that are being built with AEI Studios. And if you need help building your program, this is one of the models of change that I would use to assist you. I love you all for free. I hope this was fruitful. I hope it resonated. If you are ready to work with me, the container for Release and Rise opens on, we start October 1st. So get in, get registered. The link is in the show notes. I love you all for free. Take care. Beautiful souls, the time has come. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Release and Rise is officially here. Yes, this is a sacred 6-week coaching experience designed for women who are healers, helpers, visionaries, creatives, entrepreneurs, aspiring entrepreneurs who are tired of dimming their light, ready to tap into their fullest potential, and ready to rise into the fullness of their calling, utilizing and revitalizing those gifts so that they can approach their work in a brand new way. In this space, we don't just talk about transformation, we actually embody it. We honor both the release and the rise, the breaking open and the becoming of your wholeness. Because transformation isn't always pretty and it's definitely not easy, but when it's held in sacred community, it becomes so powerful beyond whatever it could ever be measured up against. But what makes Release and Rise different? Since it's not just this fun little thing that I came up with, it's not just all spiritual, it's not all woo-woo, it is evidence-based. Yes, your girl is smart. We have weaved in the trans-theoretical model of behavior change to support you throughout actual, real, and authentic, lasting transformation. And as we move deeper into this new earth and the way things are being done and the new ways of doing, we are being called to return to the sacred truth of our divine being and those gifts that we have been given. The portal is open now. Like it's open now. It's going to be good. It's going to be juicy. It's going to be exciting. It's going to make you touch some depths. If this is what you are needing, if you're sensing it, if you're feeling it, if your soul is calling you to it, we begin on October 1st. You have been waiting for a sign, and I believe this is it. I believe this is your sign. Don't walk, run, go to the show notes, and go ahead and click on that link so that you can go ahead and step inside. I will see you on October 1st.